It's just a simple phrase, but hang in there has woven itself into the fabric of our collective human experience. Three words that often act as a beacon of hope, a gentle push to persevere, and a reminder that things can and often do get better. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. As the sun painted the morning sky with hues of orange and pink, Elena sat on her porch, clutching a letter from her son, a soldier stationed overseas. Each line of the letter resonated with resilience. In between details of his life at the camp, he wrote, "Whenever things get tough, Ma, I hear your voice in my head saying, hang in there, and I do." Elena's words, spoken years ago when teaching her son boy to ride a bike or deal with a school bully, had transformed into a mantra of resilience for him miles away from home. Meanwhile, in the bustling city of New York, Raj, a young immigrant, juggled multiple jobs. Every evening after his shift at the dinner, he'd attend night school, burning the midnight oil, fueled by dreams of a brighter future. When exhaustion weighed him down, his roommate and childhood friend Samir would chime in, "Hang in there, buddy. Our dreams are worth the struggle." And Raj would smile, drawing strength from those words, and march on. Over in Sydney, Sarah, once a professional dancer, was learning to walk again after a car accident. The world she had known, filled with pirouettes and music, had momentarily dimmed. But as she took one painstaking step after another, her physiotherapist's encouraging, "hang in there," became the rhythm she moved to, promising a dance of a different kind, one of hope and rebirth. At the heart of Silicon Valley, amidst a world of codes and innovation, Mia, a tech entrepreneur, faced the brink of bankruptcy. With every investor door that closed, her dreams seemed to be slipping away. But one evening, as she sat disheartened at a cafe, a stranger who had overheard her conversation left her a napkin note that read, "Hang in there. The best stories often have the most unexpected twists." Energized, Mia pivoted her business model, and a year later, she was leading one of the most successful startups in the valley. But where did this phrase, so full of promise and positivity, come from? While its exact origins are debated, the expression "hang in there" embodies the spirit of endurance. To hang is to attach or be attached, usually without support from below. It paints a picture of holding on, even when the odds seem stacked against you. And "there" represents a moment in time, indicating that the current situation, no matter how tough, is temporary. The beauty of "hang in there" lies in its universality. It's a sentiment that transcends borders, cultures, and personal circumstances. Whether whispered by a concerned friend, written in a heartfelt note, or echoed in one's own mind during solitary challenges, it's a testament to the human spirit's ability to endure, hope, and rise. As the day drew to an end, Elena penned a reply to her son, filled with love and hope. Raj aced his finals, Sarah took her first dance step, and Mia brainstormed her next big idea. Their stories, though varied, resonated with a common thread: the power of persistence. So the next time life throws a curveball and you find yourself on the edge, remember the stories of Elena, Raj, Sarah, Mia, and countless others. Let their tales remind you to hang in there, for this too shall pass. And when it does, you'll emerge stronger, wiser, and with a story that might just inspire someone else to hang on a little longer.